Good morning. Welcome back. We're opening up for open session. Any closed session announcement?
There is no reportable action, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. Our next item is a public hearing. I'll open it up at 9 o'clock. Any public comments?
Mr. Chairman, before we do that, Mr. Grasskin-Port, before we do that, I think it might be helpful to remind the commission where we are with respect to the implementation of AB 918, the imperfect legislation, and what's happening here locally. Under AB 19, the hard date is January 1st, 2025, by which you must statutorily dissolve the Pioneers Memorial Healthcare District. The new healthcare district, IVHD, has requested that you dissolve it no later than December 1st. You are not obligated to select that date. You may select another date. As of a couple of weeks ago, Judge Anderholt, with respect to the pending litigation on the petition filed by Pioneers Memorial Hospital District, essentially ordered a stay of the effect of any vote by this commission to dissolve Pioneers Hospital District, because then prevent you from voting on it. But that, as far as the implementation, the transfer of assets, licenses, anything, as of the last court hearing, cannot be implemented until the trial court has finally decided what it's going to do whenever it decides to do that. The options you have, you certainly have an option today to dissolve the healthcare district if you so choose to do that, recognizing that it is not, I don't want to say a mere vote, but it is merely a vote by which will not take effect until the petition filed by Pioneers Hospital District is resolved in some fashion in the court. There's a court hearing this afternoon with respect to motions. I can't predict that they'll be dispositive. I expect this case will probably go on for a bit of time. So whether or not you dissolve today or decide to come back in a week or 3 weeks, I think we're still going to be in the same case, because same position. So with that as a background, you can certainly hear public comment.
Thank you, Mr. Walker, for clarifying that for us. And so as the legislative body, what is our function here at LAFCO? We're about to decide here. So thank you. Any comments, please?
Good morning, gentlemen. My name is John Grass. I'm a resident of Raleigh, president of the Coalition for Sustainable Healthcare Facilities, a nonprofit established to advocate for and safeguard healthcare access for every resident of Imperial County. I wish to offer the following observations relative to today's agenda. Number 9, number 1, expediency versus sustainable healthcare. The creation of Imperial Valley Healthcare District, IVHD, under AB 918 prioritizes expediency over developing a sustainable and equitable healthcare system. Number 2, voter rights and legacy. Your actions today will signify the value this body places on its own legacy, its governing laws and rights of voters. LAFCO should follow the Cortese-Knox-Hertzberg Local Government Reorganization Act, which outlines necessary procedures for dissolution, including studies, resolutions, public input, and potential voter approval. Number 3, pending legal action. No dissolution of PMHD should occur until the issue of AB 918's legality is properly and fully adjudicated. As it stands today, a judge has stayed the dissolution process until further hearings. Number four, there are several thousand residents in the north end of the county that have signed a petition opposing the dissolution, contradicting AB 918's author's claims of widespread support. PMHD voters certainly did not give up their right to be heard. Erosion of rights. AB 918 is under legal scrutiny because it undermines community self-determination, voting rights, and property rights. That is the antithesis of advocating for a more inclusive process to create a fair and sustainable healthcare system. I strongly urge LAFCO uphold the rights of voters and follow the dissolution process set forth by uncontested existing law. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Grant.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Mr. Grass, on behalf of the Imperial Valley Coalition for Sustainable Healthcare Facilities, did submit a letter to the commission dated October 22nd, 2024, asked to be made part of the record for this public hearing.
Thank you.
Good morning. As my late husband, Rusty Garcia, would say, if you have something to say, then say it. So here I am. I am Lupi Garcia, a resident of Raleigh. I am here on behalf of the over 3,000 registered voters and or landowners of property in the Pioneers Memorial Healthcare District who have signed petitions of protest over the dissolution of PMHD. We are opposed to the dissolution for the following reasons. PMHD currently operates the only hospital in the Imperial Valley that is not running a deficit. The dissolution date recommended by IVHD is arbitrary and purposefully ignores PMHD's petition challenging the validity of AB 918 that is currently pending in Superior Court. IVHD has not yet provided terms for the acquisition of El Centro Regional Healthcare District. Most importantly, it will have the burden of demonstrating to the entire Imperial Valley how it will pay for the over $200 million debt of ECRMC that was caused by the city of El Centro and UCSD alone. IVHD has not yet completed and made public any independent study regarding the additional taxes that Imperial County residents will need to pay to support IVHD if and when the ECRMC acquisition is approved. Imperial County voters have not considered or passed any tax measure to support IVHD. For these reasons and more, we respectfully ask that you either take no action today or that you follow the protest procedures for organization or reorganization in accordance with the California government code. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
My name is Karen Smith. I'm a lifelong resident of Raleigh. I will keep my remarks brief. You should not vote to dissolve PMHD until the court rules on the legality of AB 918. Should you vote to set a dissolution date, I would strongly suggest that you add to your resolution to suspend the property tax levied on PMHD residents until a new IVHD tax is approved by a county-wide vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners.
Morning.
My name is Patricia Martinez, and I'm a lifelong resident of Raleigh. I am a registered voter within the Pioneers Healthcare District. I am also one of many who has signed a petition to protest the dissolution of Pioneers without the opportunity to vote in our district. As I understand, it is your role to encourage the orderly formation of development of local agencies based on our circumstances and conditions. The same laws that guide your role also allow our residents the right to express our opinions and influence the decisions affecting our community via the protest process. Please do not surrender your authority. We are asking you to please follow the dissolution process under existing law. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Carson Kalin. I live in Brawley. I was born at Pioneers Memorial Hospital. My wife delivered all three of our children at Pioneers Memorial Hospital. And I'm also a taxpayer. IVHD has not held a single public meeting in our district. And they've not sought to hear from us or welcome our public comments at their monthly regular meetings. And this is deeply concerning, considering the power that they want to have over us and our tax dollars. What we do know is they want our tax revenue. They punted until 2026, a countywide ballot measure to fund the district. So clearly they expect PMHD to foot the bill. That means our voters will in effect be unfairly paying for the entire district for 2 years with no say-so in it. If you vote to dissolve PMHD, you should also make it clear to IVHD and Pioneers voters Upon dissolution of PMHD, LAFCO will suspend the property tax levied on us. Fair is fair and enough is enough. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Roy Motter. I am a resident of Brawley, a lifetime resident of Brawley. And I'm here to read a couple of letters that we have received from a couple of the doctors at Pioneers. The first letter is from Dr. George Fareed. I'm addressing you with requests that Pioneers Memorial Hospital District not be dissolved. By way of introduction, I am George Fareed, licensed independent physician in Imperial County. I have worked at Pioneers Memorial Hospital District as a primary physician for over 33 years and have experienced its ups and downs. It has been my pleasure to know and work with many of the same staff and doctors throughout my entire tenure at Pioneers Memorial Hospital District. Now that Pioneers Memorial Hospital District faces dissolution, I have seen how the uncertainty of new management under IVHD or UCSD has caused a fear and anger in many of my coworkers. As a physician, I understand the need to ensure hospitals stay open. The abrupt dissolution of a healthy and profitable hospital in hopes of propping up another failing hospital is nonsensical and puts all healthcare in the valley at risk. I would like to echo the request of holding off on the dissolution of Pioneers at least until appropriate studies are completed, the community is on board, and a solid transition plan is in place. Do not dissolve Pioneers Memorial Hospital District without a vote of the community in favor of this action. Do not dissolve Pioneers Memorial Hospital District due to the liability of the county from continuing major financial losses from Imperial Regional Medical Center. Do not dissolve Pioneers without a vote to approve this action. I have another letter from Chris Caritas. I am Chris Caritas, a board certified OBGYN who has been practicing the Imperial Valley for over 35 years. I am in complete support of Dr. Fareed's letter. Furthermore, the women of Imperial Valley has been afforded a seamless world-class care comparable to none in my professional opinion. The dissolution process will compromise women's health in the Imperial Valley. We are responsible to our community to ensure the continuing and excellence of care. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Kevin Smith, and I'm a lifelong resident of Imperial County. I'm here to urge you to ask yourself several questions as part of the public deliberations over this proposed dissolution of the only financially stable hospital in the county. First, do you think it's good public policy to dissolve a 75-year-old Pioneers Memorial Healthcare District without the consent of voters and the taxpayers that have funded it, the patients that rely on it, and the employees whose sweat has sustained it? Second, do you think it's good public policy to confiscate the assets of Pioneers Memorial Healthcare District to prop up El Centro Regional and help settle the debts of the city of El Centro without a prior vote of the citizens of Pioneers Memorial Hospital? Third, do you think it's a good public policy to dissolve Pioneers Memorial Healthcare District into an unsteady, unproven new district without a vote of the voters of that district and then hand over all of PMHD's assets to be used by a politically appointed board that is simultaneously negotiating terms to bail out the city of El Centro? Your opinion of good public policy matters. It matters to every voter in this county. And the reality is, you know, none of this is good public policy. You have the power to say no today. So send the resolution back unsigned and wait until a court rule. Please do so. Thank you.
Morning. My name is Marvin Lewis. I'm a lifelong resident of Brawley, and four generations of my family have been served by Pioneers Memorial Hospital. AB 918 undermines your authority, and it also completely disregarded the state LAFCO's opposition to bypassing the required hearings and review that LAFCO is responsible for undertaking. Bypassing LAFCO's role raises significant concerns over governance and transparency. This has only been amplified by IVHD's lack of transparency, lack of public participation and input, and a general concern over its governance, which seems largely directed by legal counsel who had to receive a waiver of conflict. It should also be noted that AB 19 did a purposeful runaround of the Office of Statewide Health Planning and Development. This runaround demonstrates just how little due diligence was done in the formation process. Sadly, you have been saddled with this mess. The appropriate response for you today is to take no action to dissolve PMHS pending a court ruling. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning. Sam Couchman, Brawley resident, 71 years. It's interesting and sort of ironic today that, and in my reading, on October the 24th, 1950, Pioneers Memorial Hospital first opened. It's October the 24th right now. And you're discussing dissolving a hospital that's been in place for 74 years. That's interesting. For 74 years, Pioneers Hospital has served my family in the city of Brawley, both in life, healthcare, and even in death. And they have saved my life at least once. So it's kind of a personal issue. And that's the reason, part of the reason why I'm here. I'm here today to ask you to table any decision on the dissolution of PMHD for the following reasons. LAFCO has previously tabled decisions regarding PMHD's expansion. At the very least, by setting that precedent, it may demonstrate that LAFCO should apply the same logic in the dissolution discussion, postponing any actions until a court ruling clarifies the validity of AB 918. A Superior Court judge has already indicated that any dissolution of PMHD, even if voted on today, would undoubtedly be stayed until the court rules in the matter. This indicates there is no urgent need for LAFCO to take action at this time. One cannot consider dissolving PMHD without acknowledging that the IVHD currently does not appear to be in a position, and I can't speak for them, to guarantee continuity in the delivery of healthcare services in our community. I would like to request that LAFCO proactively refer the IVHD resolution back to them and demand that the resolution be updated to include a transition plan outlining how PMHD is to be integrated into the IVHD, along with presumably ECRMC, to ensure a seamless transition for our healthcare here in the Valley. I would like the transition plan, I would like a detailed staffing plan to ensure that the staff is taken care of in all of the hospitals here locally and that their jobs are as secure as they possibly can be under the circumstances. And also I would like them to notify IVHD that upon dissolution of PMHD, LAFCO would suspend the property tax levied on PMHD residents until a new IVHD tax is approved by a countywide vote. On a personal level, a political district should not be dissolved by a vote in Sacramento, but by a vote of the citizens of that district. I personally, and many of the people here, plan to resist this flagrantly unconstitutional action as long as is humanly possible. And that's just my thought. What I'm asking your board today is delay your decision. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning. Kate A. Pacola, PMHD taxpayer and resident in Brawley. I have 3 points to make and a request of you today. Point one cannot consider dissolving PMHD without acknowledging that IVHD is not in a position to guarantee continuity of delivery of healthcare services in our community, much less an improved healthcare district. Point two, if you've attended or even watched the IVHD meetings, you've noticed that the unelected board is wholly reliant on its legal counsel to direct the most basic of functions of the board. This is of concern to me since IVHD board is spending over $12,000 a month on five employees, one of them an executive director. This does not include the cost of legal staff or technical expert or their new person who is in the back of the room. Point three, LAFCO commissioned one of the two financial feasibility studies cited in AB 918. At the November 16th, 2023 LAFCO meeting, it was determined that the BAE study was incomplete and cannot be used for a reliable result. I must question why, if this issue is important to each of you, why this commission has not authorized a redo of that BEA study. You've had 11 months to do so. Cows are born in less time. I personally see that this is a failure of key responsibility of LAFCO commissioners, a responsibility for which you were appointed. Finally, the request. LAFCO should immediately take necessary action to direct staff to obtain a revised BAE study that appropriately excludes the PMH retrofit, since it doesn't have to take place until 2035, and include the debts and other liabilities of ECRMC. Then only upon completion of that study and the presentation to the public should a dissolution and transfer of assets from PMH to IVHD be considered, and that consideration should require, as others have said, a vote of the PMH voters on the next scheduled ballot. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Brenda Haley, and I am a Brawley resident. Please do not set a dissolution for PMHD today. Pioneers voters deserve the right to be heard. Our community rightly has concerns about this newly created, untested IVHD. We certainly didn't invite this intrusion and want the opportunity to vote on a dissolution. As it stands today, the IVHD has not met any reasonable test to prove it can provide stable, locally controlled healthcare district that meets the needs of our residents. Let them prove to us via a ballot measure campaign. The IVHD has not held a single public meeting in our district. They should have held a series of in-person public meetings in our district. PMHD should be dissolved until, one, the vote of PMHD voters, two, a countywide vote to approve a permanent equitable funding mechanism. IVHD is not ready to be the sole healthcare district, nor should they be allowed to take us over without voter approval. Thank you for your time.
I'm just going to say a comment. I get it. We all want to speak, right? But for the sake of the people's time, we're almost 30 minutes into this. Is anybody else besides, because it's going to be the same topic. I know you guys are against it, but one more? Is there one more? Two? Right. So I just want to get a show of hands because at 3 minutes each, we got like seven more people. It's going to take us all the way to, right? So I just want to be, I'm trying to accommodate, but I'm trying to limit also because it's a lot of people want to speak and we're going to be here for, and I get it. You guys are against it. I get it. And also what's going to happen is you got to let us also time for us to speak. So
understood and appreciate your willingness to allow us to come here and voice our opinion this morning.
Yeah, sir. I mean, Mr. Walker.
Well, I think you need to give a reasonable opportunity for the public to speak, but you also have the ability to manage that time.
Right.
If there's new information or different information, I think you need to hear it. You're not required to stay here all day and hear the same information.
Right. That's my point. If it's not new, it's the same statement, then we have to limit that and let us speak and let us discuss here and then vote on it.
Okay, well, I can appreciate that. And I also do appreciate your interest in hearing us out here this morning. So with your permission, I'd like to continue. Yeah. Right. Okay, thank you. So good morning, gentlemen. My name is Scott Emanuele, Imperial County resident all my life in the city of Brawley. And like Mr. Keelan, I was born in Pioneers as well as all my kids and everything else. A few things. First, the state legislator in passing AB 918 circumvented voter input and effectively reallocates our property taxes away from critical services like schools, libraries, police and fire department. You guys are all administrators in various areas that have experience in those areas, and I'm sure you guys have firsthand knowledge of that. And it takes those funds away and allocates them to Imperial Valley Healthcare District and its associated debts, and we don't even know, the extensiveness of those debts. So neither the independent BAE study and the LAFCO Commission nor the Kaufman Hall study have laid out actual data cost savings or the liabilities and financial impacts to the people who will be fully dependent upon this new district. Existing state law emphasizes the importance of seeking and valuing voter input and in such significant decisions, and it should not be ignored. So you have before you the option to take no action today, and that would dissolve PMHD. I suggest you do nothing, and that is exactly the course that you should take. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. My name is Ian Weeks. Come January, I'm going to be your U.S. Congressman. And it's funny because I'm running to represent 750,000 people at the federal level, but I'm here to speak on behalf of local control. So I agree with Mr. Kalin. I agree with every speaker, frankly, that's spoken. I'm a good friend of Dr. George Fareed. I'm in agreement with that. And it seems to me that AB 918 flies in the face of what everybody in Sacramento says, which is, we represent the little guy. We're fighting for the little guy. But we got a bunch of folks up in Sacramento and out in Washington, D.C. that want to dictate to the local residents what they're going to do. And I think it's a little funny that we've got a small private health institution that's doing a great job that frankly looks like it's making the poorly run outfits, the government run outfits, look bad. And I think they don't like that. And I think they're trying to figure out a way to, erase that black eye. So the bottom line is I'm here to stand in support with the people of this community. And I'll close with this. Proverbs 29:2 says, when the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. So I would ask you to stand on the side of righteousness, stand on the side of the people, do what's right, take no action, don't dissolve the hospital. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Joe Escalera, lifelong resident of the Valley. And like many of my Brawley peers have said, my four siblings and I were also born at Pioneers Memorial Hospital. I'm here today to respectfully ask that LAFCO take no action today that would set in motion the dissolution of PHMD. A Superior Court judge has stayed dissolution until the court rules on that matter. This indicates that there is no urgent need for LAFCO to take action at this time. But just as importantly, this body previously tabled the decisions regarding PMHD's request to expand. At the very least, this precedent demonstrates that LAFCO must apply the same logic to the dissolution discussion, postponing any actions until a court ruling clarifies the validity of AB 918 and or Pioneers voters are given the opportunity to vote on dissolution. Finally, AB 1918 was passed without adequate voter input. Existing state law emphasized the importance of seeking and valuing voter input in such significant decisions. It should not be ignored here. Thousands of PMHD voters have signed a petition protesting the dissolution and demanding a right to have their voices heard. As existing law provides for, our residents have the right to express our opinions and influence decisions affecting our community. Existing law provides it our right to vote. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so really appreciate everybody. It's within a, we keep it under a minute and a half. That's really cool. I like that. The other thing also has come up to my attention is that there's some people on the outside that don't have the ability to listen to the meeting. So after Ms. Santillan, when you're done speaking, what we're going to do is we're going to take a short recess so we can accommodate those people. They also want to be heard. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you very much. My name is Catalina Alcantara Santillan. I'm a resident of Raleigh, and I'm also the PMH board president. And thank you very much for giving us the time to be able to speak to you today. I would like to urge you to follow the dissolution process in existing law, which requires that LAFCO do the following: conduct a study, adopt a resolution consistent with the findings of the study, seek input by the Office of Statewide Health Planning and Development, see a hearing at least 21 days before dissolution, adhere to the petition process, and if necessary, refer to a future ballot to vote approval. The other thing that I do want to say and add to this is that don't rush. You know, trying to put a hospitals together, it doesn't take 10 or 11 months. It takes more than that. And that's the advice that we gave the author of AB 918, which he didn't listen. You're going to make a lot of mistakes, and there's a lot of mistakes that have been done already. And unfortunately, the founders of the hospital and the community of the hospital just want to help the process. They were willing to turn everything over to you. But let's work together on this process. There would have been no lawsuits if you would have extended Pioneers across the board in the district. You would have saved that money. It didn't happen that way. Instead, law was made that we're being forced without our opinion. We want to save that money. And it's very sad that it's not being told in the public that El Centro right now has lost quite a bit of money. And there's more bills that have to be paid. We got $40 million in cash right now. And just like one of the gentlemen that had brought earlier, we're doing very well right now without government interference. This is government interference. So please take your time on this. We had said to the author of the bill, it's going to take at least 2 years. Get it together and do the right thing. You're affecting over 150,000 in population. And this is going to be your legacy when you make that decision. We want to make it correctly. We want to help you make a smooth transition. To me, it was very awkward that you have two administrators in the IBHD. I'm sure you're spending over $75,000 in lawyer attorneys. That should have never happened. But guess who gets the blame for that? We do, because we have a lawsuit on that. It would have never happened if you would have extended Pioneers Memorial Health District, right? You would have taken our policies, our procedures, everything. None of this would have happened. So are we wrong to try to help and make this process smooth and as teamwork? So just remember, this is your legacy you're going to leave behind. It's not a threat. It's just advice that I'm giving you. Please take it. Thank you very much.
Okay, it's 9:34. We'll take a small recess.